Wendy Happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headline. In local news, police strategizing to ensure violence-free 2026 polls. Elderly deserve constant community support. And in international news, nightclub fire in India's Goa kills 25 people, including staff and tourists. And in sports news, Zambia under 15 girls and boys crowned CAF Schools Champions for COSAFA. With the news in detail, my name is Francis Mwawa. In local news, the Zambia Police Service has reassured the public of its preparedness for the upcoming 2026 general elections, revealing that extensive planning has been underway since the start of this year. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the police have been actively strategizing to ensure that the elections are peaceful, well-policed, and free from violence. Mr. Chilavi has also mentioned that the police has already identified areas with a history of politically motivated violence, particularly where tensions have been high in past elections. He says the police are focusing on these areas to prevent any outbreaks of violence, emphasizing that police are developing strategies to address potential security concerns well in advance. Meanwhile, governance expert Wesley Nyanda has urged the government to recruit more police officers ahead of the 2026 election, emphasizing that the current number of officers may not be sufficient to maintain order, especially in areas where political violence has been a concern. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has disclosed that out of the 200 political parties currently registered with the Registrar of Societies, only 99 have been filing their annual returns. Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka is appealing to the parties that have not yet submitted their returns to take advantage of the amnesty period, which has been extended to 31st December 2025 from the previous deadline of 31st October. Mr. Kalaluka has warned that failure to comply within the stipulated period will result in deregistration by the Registrar of Societies. He also disclosed that the Registrar has registered 9 new political parties this year compared to 5 last year. Meanwhile, Zambia Center for Inter-Party Dialogue, ZCID Board Chairperson Joy Musenge has urged political parties to comply and submit their annual returns to avoid deregistration. Ms. Musenge emphasized that having a wide range of political parties active in the country is crucial for a vibrant and thriving democracy. Cabinet has resolved to release the technical committee report to the public, underscoring the government's commitment to transparency. Acting Justice Minister Jack Mwimbu says the report has been published in full on the ministry's website and the technical committee website. Mr. Mwimbu says the select committee constituted to scrutinize the consideration of Amendment Bill No. 7 began receiving submissions from stakeholders on the 5th and will conclude on the 13th December 2025. He says during this period, the technical committee will present its findings while stakeholders will provide evidence for the committee's consideration. Mr. Mwimbu, who is also Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister, adds that once the process is completed, a report will be published ahead of the parliamentary debate. In a statement to ZNBC News, Mr. Mwimbu said, following the select committee's deliberations and recommendations, the bill will return to the House on Monday, 15th December 2025. Still in local news, A 14-year-old boy of Lusangazi District in Eastern Province has committed suicide after being displeased with his end-of-term exam results. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robert Wamwimba has confirmed the incident in a statement, stating that Emmanuel Mvula, a grade 3 pupil at New Mzumbwa Primary School, had always been accustomed to finishing at the top of his class, but was disappointed to learn he had placed third this term. Mr. Mwemba says his dissatisfaction with the results appears to have contributed to his decision, according to his family. He says the incident occurred on 5th December around 17 hours when Emmanuel's uncle, 42-year-old Lifeward Banda, received the devastating news that his nephew had been found hanging from a tree in a field about 200 meters from their village. Mr. Mwimba explains that prior to this tragic event, Emmanuel had returned home after receiving his results earlier that day, visibly upset with his academic performance. He says his uncle attempted to console him, assuring him that his result was not bad and encouraging him not to be disheartened, but he reportedly left home shortly afterward, telling his uncle he was going to visit friends. Mr. Mwimba says authorities were notified after Emmanuel's body was discovered and police officers from Ukwimi Police Post responded promptly and confirmed that the teenager had hanged himself. Six cholera patients who had been admitted to hospitals in Kitwe and Masaiti districts have been discharged following successful treatment. Copperbelt Health Director Charles Ninuna says, as of today, there are no active cholera cases in the province, and he is hopeful the situation will remain stable. Speaking in a telephone interview with ZNBC News, Dr. Ninuna said, since the outbreak was reported in October in the province, 37 cholera cases have been confirmed with 36 recoveries and one death. Dr. Ninuna noted that the provincial health team, working with other stakeholders, has put in place measures to contain the outbreak, including distributing chlorine, treating water sources, and encouraging improved hygiene practices. He added that the health team remains alert, particularly in Kitwe and Masaiti districts. Finally, in local news, Deputy Secretary of Defense, Colonel Innocent Mutinda, has urged the younger generation to renew their commitment to caring for the elderly. Colonel Mutinda says, the elderly remain the backbone of society and deserve consistent love, respect, and support. He notes that caring for elderly parents is not an act of charity, but a responsibility shared by every member of the community. Colonel Mutinda said this at Maramba Old People's Home in Livingstone, where he led senior defense officers from the Ministry of Defense and their spouses in donating assorted items and preparing lunch for the senior citizens. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Hi there. This is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, iTel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all your looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chiparamba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
Yes, neighbor.
Where are you coming from with all that katundi? Have you stolen any or what?
This Black Friday at Fast Mobile, get up to 50% discount on selected items. Get massive deals on Samsung, iPhone, Infinix, Tecno, iTel, Google Pixel, and Blackview phones. Plus, crazy discounts on top brand tablets like Blackview.